Here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. It's usually a Friday, but shocker. Tyler at the beginning
Tyler
of the show.
Tyler doesn't want to have fun today.
Tyler is Tyler
doesn't want to make it a fun Friday.
I mean,
Friday.
We can restart it.
Tyler has had a rough week.
I'd start the whole thing over if I were you, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd just cut that music and try again. We'll call it take two. You ready?
We're doing it?
Yeah. We're going to be quiet and you make this right.
Not that quiet.
No, I didn't say just start playing the Friday music. I'm saying
we're doing like a full
reset of the show. Here you really want to start my first day back like that?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh. Okay. At least we have 2/3 of... Okay, you did it again, didn't you?
Tyler, you're struggling.
This is awful.
Okay.
Okay, we'll try it again. At least we have 2/3 of Team Blitz right now. Boy, I sure wish we had the third one. Let's wrap up the week strong. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
I'm having problems over here. Just go. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so now you can't even get the damn big voice guy in there.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah, well, messing with the system, it's just my bad.
This is a nightmare, Fred. In fact,
you know what? This is what I've been dealing with all week, AJ.
And I'm leaving.
All I want to say, I was going to start the show off with how good it was to have at least one of you back, because, I mean, I would say the 5 shows you were gone, 2 really good ones, 1 not bad, 2 absolute disasters.
Okay.
One of the disasters was completely Tyler and David Philpott's fault.
Oh, no.
And it's probably good you missed that one, because you would have ripped some heads off.
Okay. Yeah, Fred's the nice guy to have here. I get very angry.
Actually, I pretty much snapped at both of them, that tells you how bad it was. You know it had to be pretty bad.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, if you want to get in today, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, thank God, at producer T. Scott, although I don't know if I would mess with him right now. He's struggling in there.
Struggling.
You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's good to have you back. And I had everybody power rank all the fill-ins, including mm-hmm. Barry, because he did it 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And, yeah, everybody got a lot of votes, but there were 3 guys who finished in the top 3. And it kind of made me feel good.
That's usually the way it works.
Well, I mean, that
it would have been weird if there were
clearly
4 guys that
they got
the
most votes. I'm not going to tell people the order, but they were the 3 guys that I like the best too. So I feel like the Blitzers know what they're talking about.
So you're not going to...
I'll give you the names. I'm not going to give you the order.
Okay.
I bet you could guess.
Well, I just want to know. I want to know who did good and who did poorly. Is that too much to ask? Or are we not doing that?
Well, okay. Let's see. Danny Mata did a good job. Okay. He was the first one.
He was one of he was one of the great, or
was
one of
very
the,
solid,
was,
very solid.
Or he was okay.
He was good. I wouldn't say,
because you said one of them was okay.
Yeah,
2 were great.
Well,
two were bad.
Okay is probably not fair. He was a little better than okay. He was really solid.
So he's the middleman. That's okay. Got that.
Jerome was fantastic. Jerome was as good as he's ever been.
Jerome's a pro,
and he is, and he was off the charts great. Now the Tuesday show was awful, and it wasn't Lewis's fault. Because we were out at Revelry on Richmond, which, great place. Mm-hmm. Love going out there. Well, Philpott has not done on-site engineering very much.
No.
And he basically was still setting up as Tyler was starting the show.
Well, that's not good.
And so we're standing there, not anywhere near the table, not with headphones on, and the show has started. And so Philpott, who was a little bit excited, I can't understand him when he's not excited. If you can imagine Philpott talking really, really fast when I already can't understand him, trying to tell me that we're on air, and all I could think about was, what does a mayor have to do with this? And so, yeah, that show started off really bad. So we do the first segment standing up with Lewis standing behind me. And it was just really awkward. And that kind of made him uncomfortable. And then we had some technical problems on top of that. And so then Tyler and I had a nice little chat about do not start the show.
Until it's ready.
Yeah, until you know you've talked to us and we're all good.
That makes sense.
So what happens Wednesday when I'm sitting in here talking to Liebeschock? A day later, he and I are talking about a few things. The next thing I know, out of the corner of my headphones, which are sitting right here.
You hear the show starting.
I hear the show starting.
So that show was also a disaster.
No, it was fine after that because Liebeschock was terrific.
Okay.
Yeah, and then yesterday was just rough. We got onto a topic that was just dumb, and I did not do a good job of getting him off of it.
What was the dumb topic?
I don't want to repeat it. You'll have to go back and listen to Podcast Arena if you really want to hear it.
Don't make me listen to a bad radio show.
Well, just tell me it's not worth your time. Don't bother with it.
Okay.
And I did not do a good job of getting them off the topic. So yesterday was bad. That's totally on me.
All right.
Tuesday was totally on those guys. And everything else was fine. And it does make you appreciate Jong. Because Tuesday would never have happened if Jong was here, because Jong would have been in here and Tyler would have been out at Revelry, and it would have been fine. So,
well, I got to be honest, you almost had to go one more day without me. I know it's a little bit strange for me to come back from vacation on a Friday.
Yeah, but I'm surprised you're here today. To be honest,
I tell you all the time, I you know me, Fred. You know I like to miss as few shows as possible.
Yeah.
So when I knew I would, this is the day I would be back. I wanted to be back at work. I like to be here when I can. And then this morning I had to put my dog down, my other dog. So that's two dogs in less than 4 months I've had to put to sleep. So I almost called you and was like, hey man, we need to find somebody to do the show today. But I decided that I got too much stuff going on here. When you miss six, seven shows, whatever it's been a long time.
You get a bunch of live reads, you're behind.
Yeah. So I wanted to catch back up.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're here because I didn't know until about, cause you know, I don't check Facebook that much, and Val's always the one that looks at Facebook and tells me about what's going on
with my friends.
Yeah. And she said, did you see about AJ's dog? I'm like, oh no. And I looked on Facebook like, are you kidding me? I mean, that sucks. And especially so soon after the other one, and you didn't see it coming.
No.
You just come back in town, and all of a sudden, that's what you get.
Yep.
So, well, I'm glad you're here. We'll try to have some fun with it anyway. But, nothing I can say about it. It's funny because if you're a dog person, you get it. You don't. If you're not a dog person, you're like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
But a lot of our listeners are dog people.
Of course. Dog people are the best people.
Yeah, I think so.
But, yeah, it was a bit of a bummer, but that's part of owning a dog, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen at some point, and as it happens to everything that lives and breathes on this planet, sooner or later, you stop living and breathing. So it's just it sucks, especially when they get to that age. What was he, like 14?
Yeah, 13, 14. Yeah.
And you've had him for that long. I mean, you've had him the whole time, right?
Yeah, so, I had him since I could fit that dog in the palm of my hand. Yeah. He's about the size of a cupcake.
It's a third of your life, man.
Yeah.
It's more than a third of your life. So, anyway, 713-780-3776. We had a lot of news while you were gone.
What kind of news?
We are now home of the Texas A&M Aggies.
I saw that when I was able to get back into service range. I've been out. I was out on the river. There was, I mean, literally, I couldn't make a phone call if I wanted to. I would have had to drive into the little town.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. So, and I was on the river almost every single day, except for the first day because it was raining. But, I didn't have a care in the world. So, a lot of stuff went down while I was gone. That I was like, huh, I should tweet about this, but then I can't.
Right.
So, and then there were people who were like, dude, how are you not tweeting about, why are you being so quiet about this? This is something that you should be in.
I'm on vacation, Dickweed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just can't.
I can't remember what it was. Something big happened last year when I was in Canada and didn't have internet access. And when I finally did get back on, there were like 20 people tweeting me, why are you so quiet about this? Why are you so quiet about this? Because I haven't had a phone in 4 days.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, I like the UFC 199 happened. And the thing that I thought was the most unlikely thing to happen happened. And Michael Bisping knocked out Luke Rockhold.
Yeah.
And they announced that Brock Lesnar is going to fight in the UFC.
Yep.
Which gets a reporter who the reporter who reported it, they got basically got him banned for life, although that's been rescinded by now.
Yeah, I want to get to that at some point today because I'm sure you know that guy a little bit.
I do. And then that mixed with the fact that Brock Lesnar is coming back to the U.S. I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on. Of course, I was out there for all three games of the finals that have happened so far. And people were like, first it was, this is the great thing about being me. The first two games, it was like, I thought you said the Cavs had a chance to win this series. You don't know anything. Then game three, guess you're sad to see your beloved Warriors suck so bad. I mean, I can't win. So whatever happens, people talk smack to me. Which is fine. I that's part of being on social media. But that's what I when I finally got service, that's what I found. That news and that we are now the Aggie station, which led me to tell Jong, I'm very excited for the first time someone, you know, the first time an Aggie calls and says I need to be fired because it's going to happen inevitably. Although that happened with Longhorn fan too. Longhorn fan yep. tried to get me fired here, so. That's the thing about being the official station. It's part of the game. I'll power through, Fred. Don't worry.
As I told people when it happened, you won't see any difference on this show towards how we approach anything, including A&M.
If A&M sucks, I'm going to talk about how much they suck. If they're good, I'm going to give them credit where it's due. It's the exact same way we've treated Texas for the last, 4 years?
Yeah, and the same way we've treated A&M, frankly, over the last 4 years.
So we treat teams the way we treat them. Everybody gets their fair shake.
And I'm pretty sure they knew that when they got into the deal.
Yeah, so. If you play like crap, you get crapped on. If you do well, you'll be lauded. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and Sumlin will be on with Granato all the time. So if you want to hear Coach Sumlin, you just go listen to
him. Why is he going to be on with Granato?
Because they have a history. They've been doing that for a while together. Hey, Kevin's actually been on that show for several years, ever since John was on 1560, he always had Coach Sumlin.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you want him, I'm sure we could.
I mean, I wouldn't mind having him once before the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to have any of these guys every week.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what he's going to be on every week. We'll have him before the season.
I don't want that, but yeah. I would like to have him before the season. I'd like to have Charlie Strong before the season. Well, so
I'm sure we can make that happen.
We'll see how it all works out. But, all right, I got to tell you guys about Dirt Free. And if you don't know, most carpet cleaning companies are actually leaving your floors dirtier than they found them. Not the case with my guys at Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. The other services are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that are trapping dirt and allergens that can make your family sick, can make your kids sick, can make your pets sick, can make you sick, and you shouldn't be sick. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've got these powerful engines that create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. They're going to clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 of you guys that call. 281-DIRT-FREE, that's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 is your number. Man, there's about 1,000 things that I wanted to get caught up with you on. Game of Thrones, you got the finals, you mentioned the Bisping fight, Lesnar. Can we start with that? Is that okay?
Sure.
I want to start with Lesnar coming back first, but then how that story was broken in the aftermath of that I thought was kind of interesting.
Okay.
And I was just curious what your thoughts were first on Lesnar and what the UFC did to your boy after that.
Okay. First of all, I love the idea of Brock Lesnar going back to the UFC. What I don't like is the fact that the UFC is basically saying, well, we're going to make an exemption and you don't have to go through the same drug testing stuff that other UFC athletes do. Because I looked up the last, and as you know, I don't watch pro wrestling, but I looked up the last time Brock Lesnar was in an event. That guy is just massive. I mean, it's, and he's always been a big, strong dude, even when he was in the UFC. But remember, when he was in the UFC, he wasn't facing the same testing they're facing now. I mean, it is, I'm not one to, you know, I always say, when people say, oh, well, look at this guy, he doesn't look like he did steroids, this guy looks like he did. I've always thought that was kind of bunk. But, I mean, if you're going to be suspicious about someone, you'd be suspicious about a guy that looks like Brock Lesnar.
Absolutely.
And he's getting an exemption. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, to me, if you're going to be fighting, you should be open to the same USADA testing everybody else is, which that goes into a whole different conversation about, you know, the wolves running the hen house, because the UFC is in charge of their own testing. So,
right.
But regardless, I'm excited at the fact he's coming back, and I think that Mark Hunt matchup is interesting. I think it makes up for what UFC 200 lost when they lost McGregor Diaz,
which is also now going to happen at 202.
Yep, but I think that's it makes the UFC 200 card what they'd hoped it would be, and it's going to have two title fights, one women's fight between Miesha Tate and Amanda Nunes, and then the main event, Daniel Cormier, Jon Jones. It's going to have a crossover type superstar in Brock Lesnar, which they'd hoped they would have with Conor McGregor. It's got Jose Aldo versus Frankie Edgar for what appears to be like a top contenders match, or maybe even an interim title match, because I don't know if Conor McGregor's ever going back to 145. And the first fight on the main card is Cain Velasquez versus Travis Brown. It's going to be a fantastic, like, Johnny Hendricks, TJ Dillashaw, Gegard Mousasi, Diego Sanchez. That's all undercard stuff.
Yeah, and those are guys that could easily headline.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing event. Like, if Johnny Hendricks and Kelvin Gastelum headlined a UFC fight night, no one would blink an eye at it. No one would be, oh, why are these guys? I mean, that's a head. TJ Dillashaw is a headliner. This guy's a former champion. It's going to be a great night of fights. They're getting what they wanted. It's going to be huge. As far as Ariel Helwani goes, this is more of why the UFC, they've got to stop with this. They've got to start acting like a professional organization. And I get that they don't answer to anybody. It's their company. They can give press credentials to who they want. They can take away from who they want. But if you want to be taken seriously, you need to let reporters do their jobs. And when a reporter the reason they got mad is because they got scooped,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, he broke the Lesnar story, and I think he also broke the McGregor story, right?
Yeah, yeah. He broke the Lesnar story on the night that they planned on letting it out, just 2 hours before the pay-per-view started. So they were pissed off because they like to be the ones who break their own news. But that's not always the way it works. You know, there's reporters who do their jobs well. They find out things like that. So I think Ariel did his job. He found out what was going on and reported it. They didn't like it. Again, they've since come back and said, you know what, we'll let you come back. But it should have never even come to that. That shouldn't be how it works.
They escorted out him and everybody from that website.
Yeah. Including his photographer, Ezra Lin, who one of the most respected photographers in MMA, who's been doing it forever, a fantastic photographer. But it's just a bummer that that's kind of what it's come to, you know?
It really seemed petty because he'd already been kicked off the Fox coverage, but he had a lot of contacts from that, obviously, which is why he was able to get
there. The Fox coverage because he felt it was a conflict of interest for him. He felt that he couldn't be a real reporter if he was working for them. Which
it is absolutely correct, and that's a whole issue that we've spent way too much time on lately.
Yeah.
But it's no different than the NFL making these rules with credentials. And when we get ours from the Texans, I'll read you theirs, because
Remember last year I read off everything that you weren't supposed to be able to do?
Yep.
And it's very similar to what the Bills did, and everybody made an uproar over the Bills, and nobody really said anything about the Texans. But they don't need media anymore. The UFC's too, it's big enough, it doesn't need media. The NFL doesn't need media, and they do their own reporting, and they have their own people, they have their own websites. So it's easy for them to just say, hey, go to hell. If you're going to break stories that we don't want broken, we don't have to credential you.
Yeah.
And it goes funny because the APSE, which is an organization I used to be very involved with, as soon as that happened, I still follow their Facebook page, and all these people are getting on there, and they're going to raise hell and threaten not to cover them and stuff, and then it got taken care of.
Yeah.
But anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And Lamont is already starting the while AJ was away hashtag Houston Open no longer has a first name.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, you missed that too. You missed Game of Thrones, which everybody's like, well, are you going to talk Game of Thrones when AJ gets back? Go, well, we'll probably mention it, but that's why I had Lewis on Tuesday, because he's a bigger dork than any of us. He did like two segments on it. And just like,
you liked that episode?
I did not.
No. I didn't either.
I thought it was very, I thought it was more plain than last week's.
It felt like another one of those filler episodes. And back and no Tyrion again.
No Tyrion.
No Khaleesi.
Barely any Jon Snow, and it wasn't good Jon Snow. He just turned into a wuss. I loved that Ian McShane was in there, but you just snatched him away from me, just like that. You bring in this character, I'm like, oh, man, I love Ian McShane. Just Swearingen, love him. And then that whole thing was basically to explain how the Hound lived.
Yeah.
That was it.
And then it shows the Hound pick up an axe. I mean, not even any damage done.
And the whole Arya thing, man, I'm so out on that. I just either be dead or don't be dead and actually have something to do with the show. But that storyline has bored the crap out of me all year long. And really, since I started it, since she got there. I want to see Tyrion. I kind of want to see more of what's going on in King's Landing now. That's gotten interesting again. Yeah, what's going to happen there? I guess they're going back there next week.
Yeah.
But Jon Snow is already starting to act like Stannis. Oh, no, we have to attack now.
Well, it's I'm telling you, it's getting obnoxious.
Who did you think that Sansa was sending the note to? Had to be Littlefinger, right? To the Vale?
I think maybe it was those people that she was saying that I forget the name of them, but like she told John right before, she was like, we can go to them, and John was like, no, we don't have time, we're gonna do it now.
Yeah, if it's a Blackfish, he's got his own troubles.
Yeah,
so this isn't looking good. Although we did have a little bit of news. The next to last episode, or the penultimate episode as it were, is called The Battle of the Bastards, so I'm not really sure what that would be about. Other than
that's this the next episode coming?
No. That's the next to last episode.
How many episodes are left?
I think we're down to four.
Okay.
Because this was a six, right? So we got four left.
Counting.
But the next to last episode is called that, and the last episode is going to be the longest in Game of Thrones history. It'll be 69 minutes.
Oh, 69.
Yeah. So I hope there's some things going on there to sort of apply to that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Quick correction, only three episodes left.
That's crazy.
No One, Battle of the Bastards, and The Winds of Winter, which is named for the book that has not yet been released from George R. R. Martin, who probably never will release it. All right, let's right now, let's go to our good buddy, Glenn Davis, who is live at the Gorgeous Gale, where I know they have a lot of really good beers. So, Glenn, tell us what's going on there, buddy.
A lot of good beer, 4 to 6, hanging out here with all the ESPN crew. This is kind of a Copa America watch site here. Tomorrow we got a live show, 4 to 6, and people are going to have a good time here with the Copa America. And we're going to give out a pair of tickets to the Costa Rica-Colombia game, which is supposed to 45,000, I think. So Houston's going to come out of this tournament a shining star with attendance, because Mexico will sell out, the semis will sell out. So they'll play three games here and have close to 190,000 people.
And the Gorgeous Gale, it's a really cool place. They've got a terrific patio, and you are in Rice Village, is that correct?
55-55, Morningside. I'm sitting out here on the porch. You're absolutely right, Fred. Good beer selection. I like the porch out here personally because they still have monitors. You can watch games. And it's a great soccer spot. Place is open inside. How are you? And it's just a great spot because he redid it after the prior bar here and just really opened it up.
And you're doing a show tomorrow leading into the game. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to lead. We're going to go from 4-6 leading into the U.S. Paraguay game. That'll be on the tail end of England and Russia, which is another game in the Euros that people are going to be watching. So I think it's going to be a big day tomorrow. I got Wade Barrett coming out here, the new Dynamo interim manager. David Horst, the center back. Got Tom Marshall from ESPN FC, who's a writer from Mexico, popping in. So we're going to have a big day. We're going to give tickets out. We're going to have fun.
Well, and I am going to swing by there for a little bit. So
I hope so.
So you have the real star coming. So there you go.
I want, and if Fred Fowler comes here, buddy, I'm going to this place like it's never been drum rolled.
Well, I'll definitely swing by for a little bit. Glenn, appreciate
We're going to do shooters. We're gonna throw back shooters.
Oh, man, this is going to be
cocktail
good.
Cocktail chasers, all kinds of stuff happening if you come.
We'll make that happen. That's easy. All right. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, and out there, Gorgeous Gale tonight. We'll be out there again tomorrow. So go out there and win yourself some tickets and Soccer Matters tonight at 7 o'clock. Glenn, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks, AJ. See you guys soon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Kimbo Slice died. There's a lot of stuff.
Muhammad Ali died.
Yeah. Well, and today, and I mean, this wasn't unexpected because he's been sick, but Gordie Howe was 88. That one, and I tell my Gordie Howe story because this one did really bother me today. When I was a little kid, my dad, I was very lucky that my dad did what he did because, you know, he covered everything. So he took us to all the sporting events when we were kids.
Right.
And I got to meet a lot of cool people. I got to go to Don Wilson's pitching camp, and I got to go to Dan Pastorini's quarterback camp. And one of the cool things was, like, for Rockets games, I'd go out there and Mike Newland would show me how to shoot basketballs and stuff like that. So I had a great childhood in terms of sports. But Gordie Howe was playing with the Arrows with the Suns, and people forget the Arrows were hugely popular at the time because they were playing in the competitor to the NHL, and they should have gotten the NHL, but that's another story. But I went out there for my dad took me out there for when they were doing the skate on game day.
Right.
And Gordie Howe came over and asked me if I wanted to come on the ice and shoot some pucks in the net. And so
you were like, nah, I'm good.
No, I'm like, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so I got to sit there and fire pucks at the net, getting instruction from Gordie Howe for about 10 minutes. He couldn't have been more nice. And I saw him a few months later, and he asked me if I'd been practicing. And it was just the coolest thing that this guy who, you know, had no reason to care about some kid sitting in the stands waiting for his dad to finish his work just said, hey, come on down. And it made me a hockey fan, but it made me a Gordie Howe fan. So I was really sorry to see that today, but he was also in bad shape and, you know, 88. But
sometimes you just want to go, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, he apparently was having trouble talking and his memory was gone. And, man, I would not want to be like that. So, you know, it's you know, that and then Ali, of course. I mean, the Kimbo Slice thing.
The Ali thing, I was kind of bummed that I was gone when he died because, I mean, if you – some of the stories about Muhammad Ali – are just so amazing, and you could just do a whole show on it. And now it's been over a week, so
yeah.
It feels weird to do it now. But if you have time, just dig in on the interwebs about some of the stories about Muhammad Ali and what a man, what a great man he was. And you know, there's some things you'll find that you know, there, and there's controversial topics like him being a draft dodger and things like that. Which I mean, listen, nobody's perfect. But if you go through and read his stories, this is a humanitarian. This is that was a great man that we lost. A great man.
Yeah, and you know, we had a lot of discussion about trying to find some kind of equivalent of someone who's still there, and I just don't know that it exists. You know, that for everything from a political standpoint, from all the things that were happening at that time, I just don't know that there's going to be an equivalent. And Jerome had a real nice story.
Well, this time doesn't require people to – I mean, well, maybe it does, but people don't do it anymore. But, yeah, you're right. There's nobody like him now.
Yeah, and Jerome did a real nice piece on his history with Houston and all the things that – all his fights here and things like that. It was very, very good. I highly recommend it if you get a chance to read it. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, a lot's going on all about the stuff that you missed. Some Stanford kid raped a female and received 6 months.
Yeah, that's too harsh.
Hey, come on now. You can't put that kid in jail.
20 minutes. He's had 20 good years before he raped her.
Yeah, you can't put that kid in jail. His life would be over. Yeah, I wonder how the girl's life feels right now. But anyway. The other thing that was that you kind of missed was the finals. I mean, we've had 3 games now, and obviously none of them have been competitive or, frankly, remotely interesting. Yeah. But I can't say I'm really surprised. I thought that at least one of the games would be somewhat closer. But I kind of thought this all along. I had a feeling the home team was going to win every game. It's why we talked about before the series. If the Cavs are going to win, it was going to have to be in 6. They were going to have to steal one and win in 6.
Now, that means they've got to win the next one.
Right.
So they're running out of time to do that. And the games in Oakland have not been competitive. So it's
the game in Cleveland wasn't competitive either.
But man, I hate to say this, you know, I feel like everybody's just it's easy. He's an easy target. Kevin Love is. But you can't bring that guy back out on the floor, at least not have him start. They look like they're more competitive without him. And, you know, it takes some ego adjustment. You remember last year in the finals, Andre Iguodala started over Harrison Barnes. And Harrison Barnes is an up-and-coming star in the league. Andre Iguodala is kind of like a journeyman. They were better with him. And Harrison Barnes turned out fine. He's okay now. You know, he's not dead. It didn't collapse his career. He's about to get a max contract
somewhere. He's going
to
cash in.
Yeah. I mean, they looked so much better with Richard Jefferson out there than Kevin Love. They're way better defensively when he's not on the floor. And honestly, if I'm LeBron, I'm telling Coach Lou, Coach Ty, hey, I don't care if this guy gets cleared. I don't want him out on the floor. You talk to the doctors, do whatever you got to do to say, I don't think you're ready, Kevin. Because he shouldn't be out. If the Cavs are going to win, I don't think it's going to be on the shoulders of Kevin Love, which is sad to say, but I think that's the reality, man.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze on a phone call. Larry, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hi.
Hey.
I remember a story from Stevens and Pruitt, I think. Was it about Muhammad Ali trying to buy a house in River Oaks? And being declined because he was black? Is that a true story that I remember?
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me at the time. And again, in that era, there's a lot of reason. A lot of people weren't allowed to live in River Oaks. There's a reason that there was a golf club that was set up just so the Jews could play at it because they weren't allowed in there either. So it was a different time, man. It wouldn't shock me at all. I don't recall that story, but...
But it wouldn't shock.
No, in fact, I'm sure I would. If I had to guess, I would say, if I had to put odds on it, I'd say 85% chance that's the truth. So, in a lot of ways, we have changed a lot, and in others, not enough. 713-780-3776. We never got a chance to talk about your guy Chris Berman getting sort of. Pushed aside at ESPN.
I know, and then he came out and was like, oh, that's not true. And I was like, oh, man, it's not. But I think maybe it is true, right?
Yeah, they're trying to get him some kind of emeritus position, which means we don't have to look at him anymore.
Just don't put him on TV anymore. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, ESPN's finally figuring it out that we're tired of the same old shtick guys always on our TV. And then I see Dick Vitale contract extended by ESPN. And
exactly.
I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding
me. That's the tweet I just saw. That's why I brought it up.
It's yeah.
Like, right when I think, okay, they're getting this. And it's like, oh, no.
Come on. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Oh, we also got to talk about the Astros and the Rangers. And I mean, my goodness. That's some daddy stuff right there.
We'll have some fun with that.
But now, as the seasons are changing, you want your outdoors looking as good as possible. You're going to spend a lot of time out there. Revitalize your outdoor living area with custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Give the call to the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get ready. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool, deck, grayed out patio, outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. They can also help you with your outdoor kitchens, patio covers, and more. Carstone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less.
It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look amazing. It's cool to the touch, and it's got multiple layers of defense. It's a slip-resistant surface, very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and they stand by Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. Allied can help you figure out how to hang on to your hard-earned cash as well. With several monthly payment options, they even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. So save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get that Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. You're going to be blown away at what they can do. You'll see it with your own eyes. It's unbelievable. Or you can check it out online, the Carvestone Projects Photo Gallery at beautifyyourconcrete.com. That's beautifyyourconcrete.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Sunfest 2016, the 4th Annual Beach Party and Volleyball Tournament, is back, presented by Landshark Lager. We kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us June 18th on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players. And this year, we're giving away ESPN gear, tickets, and a four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. Sunfest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, the Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager. And several people saying that that was indeed a true story. So I'll take your word for it. I don't recall it, but knowing what, you know, I've been told about River Oaks in the 60s and 70s, sounds certainly believable.
Yep.
And I know that country club for the longest time, you couldn't get in. So anyway, 713-780-3776. But again, first world problems, you can't get into a country club because you're the wrong religion or the wrong color.
Nick says, how much better would the Cavs be with Wiggins instead of Love? Got to be kicking themselves. There is no doubt they're kicking themselves, especially because the T-Wolves smarted up and realized, you know, this guy can't play. And they got rid of the dead weight that they took on in that trade, which the Cavs could have done. They just would have had egg on their face doing it. But, I mean, Andrew Wiggins right now with this squad, it not only would I think they would they be better right now, but their future would be secure. And, I mean, God forbid LeBron James leaves via free agency.
Which he could do.
He could, absolutely could. You'd be okay. You'd be okay because you'd have a base of Kyrie. I mean, you wouldn't be as good as you. I mean, no team is going to be better without LeBron than with him. He's the best player in the world.
But 5 years from now, you would still be a team that, with the right pieces, would
Andrew Wiggins and Kyrie Irving, that's a really good base, you know? Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, if LeBron leaves, isn't the worst thing in the world, but I don't think it's – I think we know what Kevin Love is. There's a lot of Andrew Wiggins upside still, and they've got to really regret that decision at this point. And they thought they were playing for the right now. I said at the time, not only are they definitely mortgaging the future, but they might be better immediately with Andrew Wiggins than they would be with Kevin Love. And it's easy for me to say that because...
Well, you said it at the time, and I had disagreed with you, and I think the first 6 months they were better off with Kevin Love, but it didn't take long for Andrew Wiggins to become that player. And, yeah, I don't know because I don't know how those pieces would have fit together. But, yeah, I agree with you now. I mean, I think that's one that's going to come back to haunt them for a while. Although, it's not like the Timberwolves have won anything since he's been there either, though.
No, but that you can see they're getting way better quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's obviously not just Andrew Wiggins. They've got a good young core, but I think he's the centerpiece. Well, Karl-Anthony Towns may be the centerpiece. I don't know. Yeah. But if LeBron James leaves and you say, who's going to be better in 10 years, the Cavs or the Timberwolves, or in 5 years, I'll take the Timberwolves with Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. I'd take that over Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love.
Sid Bream says only two ways you get off ESPN, quit or die. It's the Supreme Court of sports. Well, either that or say something that really pisses them off. That'll eventually get rid of you. Kurt Schilling might argue with you on that one. But yeah, with those guys, though, those old school guys that have been there the whole time, that's pretty much it. You have to quit or die. Although I kind of thought they were going in a different direction, but obviously not.
Yep.
See, what the hell else did you miss? There's some other big stuff going on. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the Kimbo Slice thing because we kind of glossed over it. What, he obviously had a heart problem. Are we lucky that guy didn't die in the octagon when he was here? I mean,
you know, I don't know if that's something that just arose or what, but it's surprising that if he did have a heart condition like that, that he was allowed to fight. We don't know a lot of details about it, but I was surprised to hear that that's what it was, because usually there's something like that. Especially in Texas, like for me to fight after the age of 35, I've got to go through all these EKGs and stuff like that.
Well, that's something that someone had asked about, and I said, I knew there was some kind of test you had to do.
Yep.
And that's why I'm glad you're here, so you can explain that exactly what you had to go through.
Well, I didn't have to, because the last time I fought, I was 34.
Okay.
So I didn't have to do it. But if you fight after the age of 35, you have to get an EKG and an EEG, and it's not a cheap thing. So unless you're making a lot of money to fight, a lot of guys don't fight after they're 35. But basically to make sure that you're in condition to fight, and I wouldn't put it past a TDLR to work around things like that, right, when it comes to having big money fights in our state, the Bellator fight, as bad as that card was, it was a big money fight for the state. But it seems strange that he did have a heart issue. And again, I don't know all about his condition, and I think they're trying to keep it secretive for a reason. But usually guys who have issues like that, you're not going to be fighting.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Do you see this is a very strange Baylor story that Outside the Lines did that involves a new coach. Apparently there's a defensive tackle named Jeremy Falk, played at Garden City Community College and Florida Atlantic. He told Outside the Lines that he was questioned by Baylor coaches on June the 1st about an incident he was involved in at Florida Atlantic. He said he was also questioned about an alleged sexual assault that may have occurred in April on the Baylor campus when he was on the team. No charges were filed in either case. Falk, who denies sexually assaulting anyone, says he's never been asked by police to discuss the alleged April incident. And his former assistant coach at Florida Atlantic and head coach at Garden City was not happy. He said, obviously Baylor's trying to get rid of anybody who has anything. And he says they're trying to get rid of anyone who's even had an allegation made, whether it's true or not. And he talked to Coach Grobe. Says, Grobe says to me, listen, if he just leaves, he can go on and we won't stop him from playing anywhere, and this investigation will stop. And so basically, if you leave, we'll stop investigating whether you actually committed a sexual assault on our campus. And Sim said he pressed Grobe, and Grobe was trying to be more specific. And he basically, his point is, what the hell? This is a new coach. If the kid really did something, then, yeah, you should be investigating it and find out what happened. If he didn't do anything, and you're just going to say the investigation is going to go away if he leaves?
I'll tell you what's strange is they're so willing to let accused rapists out of their convicted rapists, just accused rapists. They're willing to say, hey, you go, we will end this investigation now, it's over. Yet guys who haven't even played yet, non-rapists, recruits, are having a hard time getting out of their commitments.
They're just, everything they do is
Baylor
wrong.
Baylor cannot figure out that they just need to lay down, hit reset, realize that they messed up, just clear the decks. They don't get it. And it's fascinating to me that in this day and age, they've been murdered on social media in every way possible, and real media in every way possible. They still don't get it. I don't understand how that can be. I don't understand how, after you have something like this happen, you say, oh, well, we're not letting anybody transfer. I mean, how can you look worse? How can you look worse? It's Baylor's got a book said, how can we make this look worse? And they keep reading it. And then it's like, oh, well, let's try to keep Bryles for a while and see what happens. Oh, damn it. Then they let him go. Okay, let's go back to the book. How can we look worse? Okay, let's not fire these guys immediately. Let's just say we're suspending them and moving them to different jobs. Oh, damn, pressure's on. We got to fire these guys now. They're gone. How can we look worse? How about we tell a guy that if he leaves, we'll stop the investigation on his rape? Okay, how can we look worse? Go back to the book. How about this? Let's not let any of these recruits leave, even though they committed to play for Art Briles and nobody wants to be here. Let's keep them anyway. How can you look worse, Baylor? Stop.
Yeah, and the coach said, to me, that's the whole reason they got in trouble. Either Jeremy's innocent and they should go through the process and he should get a scholarship back and play, or he's guilty and this girl should get some justice.
Seems very strange.
It seems fair to me. And, of course, Baylor's response was, Coach Grobe has a different recollection of the conversation. He has made it clear that his standards emphasize accountability, integrity, and character for the entire program. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Let AJ weigh in on the Astros v. Rangers. It's not really a V anything.
Yeah.
It's an L and an L and an L and another L. Yeah. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.